Phillips sample PADOX ID surgeon queue. Today's date is 04/9/18/2022. Dictation is for Fortunato Pintor. Pintor spells P-I-N-T-O-R. Fortunato spells F-O-R-T-U-N-A-T-O. Date of birth is 10/14/1956. The correction 57. 64-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. A patient says pain has been going on for approximately a week or more and has gotten worse in the last 2 or 3 days. He said he came in because he's now having pain that shoots down all the way down to his legs, to his foot, period. He described pain as sharp slash numbing. Worse with range of motion and walking, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. Next paragraph, patient reports leg pain, leg numbness, and occasional weakness. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Back exam, no bony tenderness. No step off, no crepitus. He has range of motion with moderate discomfort. Next paragraph, lower extremity, right leg. There's some weakness in his right leg. No muscle atrophy, period. He has an right antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. No tenderness in the CVA regions. No rebound, no guarding. Distant to secondary to obesity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microvilli or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is lumbar radiculopathy. Number two, back pain. Number three, leg pain slash weakness. Next paragraph. Patient was advised to go to the emergency room for further evaluation as he is a good candidate for further testing, namely CT scan or MRI, considering his age and other risk factors. We had a lengthy discussion about the importance of getting fully worked up as soon as possible, and he said he does not want to go to the emergency room. He states that he's still receiving bills from prior visits to the emergency room and insists on not going. We had a discussion as to what can happen if he has a serious condition that is not diagnosed promptly. He says he understands and insists on not going to an emergency room, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 30 days. Number 90, he was given a prescription to have an MRI with contrast done of his lumbosacral spine. He said he would go and get a study done, and he advised to return to see us as soon as he completes that study. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. In the clinic today, he receives an injection of dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, and Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes, during which time he reports no side effects from the medication. He was reminded of the importance of going to the emergency room if his symptoms get worse and getting the MRI done if he does not go to the emergency room. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.
Yeah.